Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 23rd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 7 to 9. Intercession, a key to our survival. As Moses reviews the rebellious acts of the Israelites during their wilderness journey, he reveals an important role that he played in their survival. When we read Deuteronomy chapter 9 verses 4 to 6 closely, we can understand that God did not give the promised land to the Israelites because of their righteousness, for they were a stiff-necked people. The real two reasons why God gave them the land were: 1. To fulfill His word that He had promised to their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. And 2. Because of the wickedness of the seven nations whose land they were preparing to occupy. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 1. There were many instances that the Israelites provoked the Lord to anger. And we read that in Deuteronomy chapter 9 verses 7 and 8 like this. Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness. From the day that you departed from the land of Egypt until you came to this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. Also in Horeb, you provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry enough with you to have destroyed you. The Lord was so angry with the Israelites that He wanted to destroy all of them and start a new nation through Moses. And this is what God told Moses, as we read in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 13 to 14. I have seen this people, and indeed they are a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven. And I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. However, we see Moses interceding and pleading for his people and his brother Aaron time and time again. We need to understand that it was only through Moses interceding for the Israelites that their lives were spared many times. We now have our Lord Jesus Christ seated at the right hand of God the Father, who is greater than Moses, interceding on our behalf in the throne room of God. We read in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 12, and the last part of it we read like this, and He was numbered with the transgressors, and He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. We read in Romans chapter 8 verse 27 like this, now He who searches the hearts know what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We also read in Romans chapter 8 verse 34 like this, it is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 says, therefore He is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. Even though intercession is a key to our survival, let us not take advantage during this age of grace and provoke God to anger by sinning deliberately and consistently. Even though Moses interceded for the Israelites many times, however, due to their consistent rebellion, they lost their right of passage into the promised land. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 1 to 11, the Apostle Paul quoted many examples concerning the Israelites and finally gave us an advice that we must always remember in our spiritual journey. And this is 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.